Wild Bunch Podcast.
Time now to ask a doctor with Dr. Dollar.
I'm a musical doctor. I'm the best one in town. Are you feeling okay? Let's turn that frown upside down. You have a cold?
No.
Danger?
No.
Sex with a random stranger?
No.
Let me, if you please. I'll cure any disease.
On B1039.
Except for herpes. Can't do anything about herpes.
Can't do anything about that. Good morning, Southwest Florida. Welcome to another edition of Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar. Dr. Dollar's a board-certified urologist right here in Fort Myers at Gulfstream Urology and Revitalize Lounge. He has a special interest in sexual health for both men and women. You can reach Dr. Dollar when he isn't here at 239-277-5770 or on his website at teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference. But today, you can get a hold of Dr. Dollar right here, right now. Get your question right to the front of the line by picking up the phone and calling us, 239-765-1039. You can remain anonymous. Just ask Little Brownie to put you on camo call, and we'll get that done for you. Also, you can text it in. Text any question you might have to Dr. Dollar to the Absolute Law text line at 239-765-1039. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and welcome the man, the myth, the legend, Dr. Dollar, everybody. Yeah! Doc, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. Good morning, Big Mama. It's a pleasure being here every Thursday.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you. We're going to touch on some things today that are crazy and fun and exciting and exhilarating and a lot of other adjectives that I could use to describe this hour. It's going to be pretty awesome. Doc, I kind of want to kick it off with this little stat that I found. 4 in 10 American women have experienced a health scare that has made them reevaluate their lifestyle. The new survey asked 2,000 American women aged 25 to 50 about their health thoughts throughout the year and how they've adapted their wellness routines. Of the 57% of women surveyed who have experienced a health wake-up call, 36% said there was the COVID-19 pandemic. Another 28% having their child was their wake-up call. They needed to reevaluate their health. Doc, 2020, COVID-19 going on. Is this more than ever people are reevaluating their health, or are people letting themselves go? Because I can't believe, I feel like we're being sent this narrative. I find myself falling back into old health habits more than I ever have in my life just because I don't even know why. I'm not stressed anymore about it, but I feel like I'm breaking old habits that I already broke again. So what do you think? Do you think America's really more health conscious, or are we being more health conscious because we're breaking so many of our health habits?
No, I think we are more health conscious. You know, sometimes it takes this kind of scare. It puts you in a psychological awakening. But the key is, Big Mama, and we have been talking in the last couple of years, we don't need to wait for the health scare. We don't need to wait for COVID-19. We don't need to wait for the heart attack. We don't need to develop diabetes to start that, you know, health changes, lifelong changes, lifestyle changes. It is not easy. Sometimes you need to get punched in the face to wake up. And we all have, you know, I mean, you, it's true that now you are going through some changes, but Big Mama, look at you today, look at you 2 years ago. You're a different person.
Oh, yeah.
You are more energetic. You are amazing. You look fantastic.
You find a big change. And what's funny is that now that I am differently built, that I catch myself like, well, I want that bowl of ice cream, you know, but I already had one about 20, 30 minutes ago. So no, right. I don't need a second bowl of ice cream or something like that. What's funny is I will say it now and I'll say it again. I wanted to get to the questions, but we're going to be running short. So we'll have to do questions after the break because I've already got some more coming in. Doc, I find myself more... I don't even know what I was going to say now because I was worried about the questions.
Well, you find yourself making healthier choices.
Yeah, on a regular basis because of my lifestyle change and recognizing the shortcomings when they fall. So I don't know. I don't even know where that's going. Let's jump right into the questions.
Big Mama, I see now among many of my patients, they put like career and money versus, you know, health. And their health come first. You know, it used to be, and you know, Big Mama, I got to know you very well. Your career was very important. Making a few bucks was very important. Supporting your family. And now you're saying, you know what? I'll make a few dollars less my career is not as important as being with my kids, as being with Sarah, as doing stuff. And it's remarkable. I this is impressive.
Those were your words, not mine. I'm not okay with making a few dollars less. Hey, when we come back, I got four questions on standby for Doc that we'll jump right into. And then we're also going to jump into some COVID-19 myths. Some of these are very stupid. Some of these people believe. Some of these are just stupid in general, and nobody believes in the fake news narrative wanted you to believe it. But we'll get into all of those. And did you see the list that I sent you? It's long, man. It's deep over there. So we'll jump into all of these coming up after the break. Dr. Dollar is with us for the Thursday edition of Ask a Doctor, and we'll continue it next.
B1039.
Time now to Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar.
You ever notice your accent makes things sound worse than they actually are?
On B1039.
Keep thinking you're going to be torturing James Bond later.
All right, so there's some breaking news going on right now, Doc, as we are back right now with Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar. Dr. Dollar, a board-certified urologist right here in Fort Myers, a Gulfstream urologist. Get a hold of him when he isn't here at 277-5770 or on his website at teamdollar.com. Budman, now what are you talking about over there?
Well, on the news right now, they keep talking about some viral video that is basically has been scrubbed from the internet.
Okay.
President Trump retweeted it.
Okay.
And they're saying the reason why they scrubbed it is because it contained a lot of false information about COVID-19. It featured a bunch of doctors wearing lab coats, and they're holding like a press conference in front of like the Capitol building or the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington. And they said you don't need to wear a mask to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And that study showing that hydroxychloroquine, I think I'm saying that right, is ineffective for the treatment of COVID-19 is fake science, and it's sponsored by fake pharma companies. And that that the hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Zithromax used in combination is actually the cure for COVID-19. So President Trump retweeted. Now, again, this is the article that I'm reading from mainstream news.
From mainstream news. Doc, do you know anything about this? Have you seen this thing? I mean, as a medical professional, you've got to have seen something about this, right?
Yes, I have. And you know, in the last 3-4 months, there were several doctors that mentioned it's called hydroxychloroquine.
Okay.
Hydroxychloroquine. And honestly, for me, it makes sense that hydroxychloroquine is going to work. And frankly, I have it at home. So I have hydroxychloroquine at home. Should I get coronavirus, should I get COVID-19, I am planning to take it.
Wow.
Now, again, wow.
Yeah. So don't take it. This is not an endorsement for that. You have to talk to your doctor, mention that you need a prescription for that. You need to know how to take it. You make sure that you understand the side effects. I have it ready at home, and I have it for my kids. I have it for my wife.
Do you think these were real doctors that were out there ready to spread this word? They felt like they needed to go somewhere where they would be recognized. They went out there as a team, a squad of people, and they said this to get the word out there, Doc? Or are these people out there trying to spread propaganda? Well, who do you think? Because this video, Twitter has since destroyed it, gone. Like, it's hard to even find now. I haven't seen it to speak the truth of it.
You know, hundreds of doctors mentioned hydroxychloroquine. Hundreds of doctors mentioned zinc. Hundreds of doctors mentioned copper. Hundreds of doctors mentioned vitamin D and vitamin C. I have been taking, and we have been talking in the last 5 months about that. I have been taking zinc, and I've been taking vitamin C, and I've been taking vitamin D, and there are studies to support that. This is not something that I made up, and you know, it's a gut feeling. There are studies that support. Yesterday, I read a study at JAMA that mentioned vitamin D, that patients with low vitamin D, they are more prone to coronavirus, to COVID-19. So again, these are things that are very, very cheap. You buy them at Costco, at Publix, at Walgreens. Everything that I mentioned to you costs pennies. And if it can decrease your risk.
But not hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine is very, very cheap.
But you have to get prescribed.
But you need a prescription from a doctor.
Okay.
I went and I bought. I went to Walmart and I bought with a prescription. I got myself hydroxychloroquine. I didn't take it yet. But should I, you know, get coronavirus, COVID-19, and I'm symptomatic, I am going to take it.
I just want to say that this video that we're talking about was the top performing post on Facebook with more than 14 million views before it was taken down Monday night for promoting misinformation.
Oh, wow.
Well, the world is definitely in a crazy place right now. Matter of fact, there are so many medical myths about coronavirus, whether or not they're myths or not. We'll just run through them, Doc, because there's so many that I don't want to take up the whole show doing this, but let's just run through them. Number one, spraying chlorine or alcohol on your skin kills viruses in the body.
No, it doesn't kill viruses inside your body. I mean, anything on your skin does not. But, if, you know, do what is those, all these Purell and all this stuff that we use? It's, you know, 70% alcohol with aloe vera and other things. Does it kill viruses on your skin? Yes, it does. So alcohol, the nature, you know, things like that breaks them down. So don't drink alcohol and think you're going to get rid of corona. Don't spray yourself with alcohol or chlorine and get, you know, skin rashes. That does not work. But you know, we know that cleaning, washing your hands helps.
Older adults and younger people are at risk. Only older adults and younger people are at risk.
No, everybody's at risk. It's true that people that have, you know, diabetes, heart disease, things like that are much higher risk. But everybody's at risk of getting coronavirus.
Number three on this list, children can't get COVID-19.
Not true. Children can get COVID-19, symptomatic, some of them symptomatic, some of them asymptomatic.
COVID, number four on the list, COVID-19 is just like the flu, Doc.
So COVID-19 is just has flu-like symptoms, but it's much more severe. So the fever that you get with COVID-19, if you're symptomatic, can be for 2 weeks, you can have a fever of 103. So it's much more symptomatic, much more serious.
Everyone with COVID-19 dies, Doc, is the number five on the list.
Completely false. You know, most people, 99% of people make it through COVID-19.
Number six, cats and dogs spread coronavirus.
No, we spread them. We, human beings, spread them to cats and dogs, and cats and dogs don't spread coronavirus.
Number seven, face masks always protect against coronavirus.
No, social distancing helps you more. Face mask does help. It doesn't completely prevent coronavirus. You know, washing your hands, doing all this common sense stuff makes sense.
Number eight, and this is what I really wanted to know. Hand dryers kill coronavirus, those heated hand dryers. Is it better to use those or towels, Doc? What should you say?
I like towels. I like towels. But the heat by itself, just a little bit of heat, that the 40 degree centigrade heat that comes from the hand dryer doesn't kill coronavirus.
It's not hot enough.
Not hot enough.
Can you heat up your skin to kill viruses without burning yourself? I mean, is there a temperature? I mean, like, is that, what is the temperature is what I'm saying. Like, is a hair dryer, is that hot enough?
A hair dryer will be hot enough, but also it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You wash your hands. I mean, why do you need you to do that? I mean, soap and water will do that.
Someone's text again said, I had COVID two times. Aspirin, for example, anticoagulant are key. It's the blood clots killing patients. I don't know what that says. What do you think about this? It said that blood clots are killing the patients and the aspirin is what is they. It had COVID twice. You can get COVID twice now, Doc?
So there are certain patients that had COVID twice. Because
that's against what everybody said.
But so the first time, if you did not develop enough immunity, so those people that had COVID twice, they didn't get it severe. They were not in the hospital with that kind. They had very mild.
You got that COVID light, dog. You needed to get that COVID full flavor. Sorry, man. You're getting it again. Doc, can you develop high blood pressure permanently from getting the COVID and beating it? We can't. Is it possible that you would have high blood pressure for, like, could that be not a symptom, but something that an effect of getting COVID, high blood pressure forever?
Oh, new studies show that COVID-19 does affect your heart. So a lot of people, about 40% of people that were hospitalized with COVID-19 had some problem with the heart afterwards. Can you get just high blood pressure? I don't think so. But, you know, high blood pressure itself is quite complex. Has many, you know, quit smoking. That's, you want to lower your blood pressure, quit smoking, exercise, eat healthy, decrease stress. Don't watch the news. Don't read the newspaper. You know, watch, listen to Big Mama and the Wild Bunch in the morning. The things that make you happy.
Since we're on this topic, let's skip ahead to number 7, Doc. What can people do to lower their diastolic blood pressure? Now, first, let's talk blood pressure, because this is something I think everybody needs to know. What's the perfect number for your blood pressure? The perfect
Great
number.
Question.
Perfect number.
So that number, every 2-3 years, changes. So it's the same as cholesterol. You remember there was this question at 200, then they were already to 190, 180, 170. So most recently, it's 130 over 80. So let's talk about blood pressure for a second. So there are two numbers here. One is systolic blood pressure and one is diastolic blood pressure. Blood pressure is the force of blood pushing through the artery in your body. So the first number, the systolic number, is the pressure that is exerted when the heart is beating. When the heart is pushing through the blood, that's the blood pressure. That's the first number. Let's say it's 130 millimeter of mercury. And the second number is the diastolic. It's when the heart is resting. So in between beats, what happened? And that's the diastolic number. And let's say that your number is 80. So let's say your number is 130 over 80. It's a good number. If it's more than that, if your systolic blood pressure is more than that, that's maybe
an
issue.
What number high is? What? All right. So obviously, if they're both high, that's a problem. But let's say I'm 130 over 100. Is that bad?
Yes, definitely it's bad.
All right.
So diastolic is a silent.
But what if I'm 160? What if I'm 160 over 80?
That's really bad too. So blood pressure. It's a silent killer. Unless you check it, unless you measure it, you don't know your blood pressure. Now, some people have, you know, their faces flush. They know their.
Does
you
the
know,
machine
I feel
at
like
Publix
my blood pressure
work?
Is high.
Does the machine at Publix work?
The machine at Publix does work.
All right.
The machine at Publix works. I mean, you can buy on machine. You can, but again, the key is not to be all excited running around Publix and then getting through the machine, but. It's really to be relaxed for 5 minutes, sit on the chair in a comfortable place, support your arm, and don't get into a fight with Sarah and get your blood pressure measured.
I don't fight.
No, never.
What are you talking about, Doc? What is the best way to lower it? What's the secret to lowering your blood pressure? I mean, and once it's high, can you bring it back down, or is it forever high?
No, you can definitely. This is all about lifestyle. Believe me, Big Mama, not trying to promote this show, but listening to this show, listening to what we tell them, you will lower your blood pressure. And let's start one by one. So the first thing is maintain your weight. We talk about this show. You talk about that, intermittent fasting and all this stuff. No question. Number one on the list is weight reduction. You know, reducing your waistline. Trim that waistline and your blood pressure will go down. Number two, we've been talking about that, increase exercise. You know, number three, quit smoking. Number four, reduce stress. We talk about that all the time. Stop watching, you know, the news all day, 24 hours, all the time. Listen to funny stuff.
You said quit smoking, and I know we always talk about quit smoking cigarettes. Does that also include marijuana? With medical marijuana being so mainstream and popular and everyone's using it now,
right.
Does that also count for smoking medical marijuana?
No, it does not. So medical marijuana is not considered something that will increase your systolic or diastolic blood pressure.
All right. I'm just curious.
But vaping does.
Oh.
So let's be clear here.
Man.
So vaping. So when we talk, we did a whole show about vaping. Yeah. I don't like anything that is chemical.
Hey, I'm gonna blow your mind. That whole vaping argument we had back in November, Doc, that was really a COVID-19 argument that we got confused on. And I firmly believe that the people that were going to the hospital and spent 2 weeks in the hospital because of vaping was really because they had COVID-19 and no one damn knew what it was back in November. We were lost. I'm telling you, there's something there. I know, but I don't want to look. I'll get you fired up and you'll be all mad at me. I don't want that to happen. Hey, when we come back, Doc, we got to take a break and we're going to jump into Lust Lines. Hep C, is it not a death sentence? Is there a cure for Hep C? I thought like last week we said there wasn't, but I sent you this article that says there is. Plus, tips for overcoming your sexual hangups. Do you have some sexual hangups and you feel like if you got rid of those, they would help you in the bedroom? We'll tell you how to get rid of those hangups coming up with Dr. Dollar and Lust Lines right after the break. Hold on, Doc. We'll be right back. Stand by.
Are you ready to get sexy?
Lust Line with Dr. Dollar starts now.
All right, phone number 239-765-1039. Lust Lines with your host, Big Mom. Along with him is Dr. Dollar. Dr. Dollar is a board-certified urologist here in Fort Myers at Gulfstream Urology and Revitalized Lounge. He has a special interest in the sexual health and well-being for both men and women. You can reach Dr. Dollar when he isn't here at 239-277-5770 or teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference.
Welcome now to Lust Lines, and we're going to have a great time this portion of the show here talking about a lot of crazy things. And the number one thing I want to talk about, Doc, hepatitis C infection, not a death sentence. It's highly curable. I feel like just last week we said it was not curable. I don't know. Maybe I was wrong. Well, I'm sorry, Doc. Go ahead.
We said there's no vaccine for hepatitis C, but it is curable. So there's a difference. So hepatitis C, it's a virus, first of all. So now we are in the virus mode. So hepatitis C is a virus. And there's no vaccine, but there are treatments that are curable that will get rid of it. They're expensive, they work quite well, they do have side effects. So first of all, let's talk for a second about hepatitis C. What's the most common way to becoming infected is through infected blood. So people that do IV drugs, people that they use unsafe injection practices, people that are in a healthcare business, that are surgeons, that we are dealing with blood and we have a rip in our glove or anything like that. You can also get it from sexual intercourse. So hepatitis C. But again, there's no vaccine.
Is there any way to look at somebody and be like, oh man, you got the hep C over there? Like before you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
I feel like there's no way to see that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No way to see it. 99% of the people are completely asymptomatic. When they have symptoms, it's a little too late. They have liver cirrhosis. They have liver cancer. It's late in the stage. Very few
man,
people are symptomatic.
Doc, you are speaking the whole reason for to use condoms right there. You can't tell nothing. You can't look at somebody. You can't see somebody naked and be like, no. You know what? There it is right there, Doc. All right, continue on. Go ahead.
Right. And unlike HIV that is very finicky, it's much easier to get Hep C than HIV. Okay, much easier. I want to emphasize that. It's much easier to get hepatitis C than HIV.
Wow. Protect yourself when you're out there, world. You know what? You're going to have sex with multiple partners or with somebody you are not in a monogamous relationship with. Make sure you protect yourself. Safe sex, so important. Doc, so I found this article. It was talking about 7 best tips for overcoming sexual hangups and roadblocks. The sex code approved tips that can help you say bye to your sexual hangups and roadblocks. I guess some people are out there, they're quarantined. They want to get into their sides that no one sees before because they're bored with just standard missionary sex and they want to get, but their partner isn't really into jumping, right, into the porter potty along the side of the road and having crazy wild sex or having sex in the back seat of the car, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Doing something spontaneous or crazy or off the wall. So how do you get past these roadblocks and hangups, Doc?
You know, I love that article and I love the questions. And throughout the last couple of years, you and I, we've been talking about it a lot. So So before we ask our partner, we need to know ourselves, what do we like? So the best way to know what somebody likes is to masturbate. You have to pay attention to what you like and what you don't like. Notice and pay attention that you, when you bring it to the bedroom, you're going to say, you know what, I like when you touch me there, I like when you touch me there, I like when I stop breathing in for a second when I have an orgasm, or I breathe.
Can I say something? Am I the only man in the world that thinks that that's an uncomfortable thing to say to your wife or to your girlfriend, to go like, hey, you know what, I kind of like it when you touch me right here? it's almost disrespectful. That's why this topic is a great one, because both ways. Just what if your girl goes, hey, you know what, you're good and all, we've been together for 25 years, but you know, if you would just touch me here, it'd have been a lot better. Dan, you didn't tell me 25 years ago?
Well, I think it's just communication.
That's correct. A little brownie, you should have been a sex therapist.
Oh my God.
Communication. Communication is key. I mean, if you don't have that communication, and Sarah does not like when you touch her there, and she will never tell you that, that will be a hang up. That will be a problem. If she tells you, you know, and she doesn't have to tell you, you know, like a teacher tells a student, 2 + 2 = 4, you know, a little bit hints here, hints there, take your hand, put it there, or she can do it herself, whatever it is. But again, communication is key. Communication is key. So number one, first of all, you have to know what you like. You have to know what you like. Number two, set the stage, Big Mama. You know, find a place that it's like your own sanctuary, your bedroom. Make it smell good. Put a candle, close the curtain, put a little bit light that is going to share that you are going to see what you're doing. You're
paint
not going
it
to
red.
Be a complete darkness.
Paint it red.
The red
whatever, put a mirror on the ceiling. I don't care. Whatever turns you on, Big Mama. Like
you got mirrors on the ceiling in the old doctor. You do. You told us already. You have mirrors in the ceiling.
I'm going to.
Dr. Dollar Love Lounge. There's little mirrors on the ceiling in the Love Lounge.
Well, you
have to be under a lot of pressure inside the bedroom. I mean, you're on the show. You've been on the show for 2 years preaching about how great sex and being the answer to all our questions. I bet the wife just you have to go in every day. You can never have a bad day, right? You're like a professional athlete. You got to go in there every day and perform well, or the fans are going to boo you.
There is a lot of pressure.
There is definitely a lot of pressure.
Very stressful. Very stressful.
Well, I can get it.
Sometimes I get chest pain. Chest pain. but again, Big Mama, make that special. Light the candle. Put a nice, you know, I always tell women in my office, you know, for your husband, for your boyfriend, put a little nice dress. Put it something. Put some cologne on. Put some perfume on. Whatever it takes to get into the mood. But again, as a little brownie said, communication is key. But the communication, sometimes, you know, one, you have to communicate with your partner about when you want to have sex. You have to, I love sexting. I love, Big Mama, I love sexting. Send your wife, you know, a little message that will, you know, whatever, you want to put an emoji, you want to put
chicks
an eggplant,
don't want,
you want to put
all right. I thought you meant sexting, like send her some nudes. You know, no woman wants to see it, all right? They don't want to see
only
it in the
send
picture.
A D-pic if we request it. Don't just
there
it.
You go. So yeah, I never got a request once.
send the whole emoji, vegetables, whatever it takes. And you know, be playful. Be part of it. Engage in it. Say to yourself how lucky you are to have sex and to have a partner and to be with somebody, and nothing better than that.
Wow. Learning how to get past your hangups here with Dr. Dollar on the number one hit music station, B1039. If you have a question, 239-765-1039, don't hesitate to call in and just get with us real quick and talk to us about anything that you might want to bring up. Doc, so let's talk about casual encounters. Now that we just got done talking about COVID-19 and we're talking about hepatitis C, now you're on Tinder, you find that sexy chick, you have a casual encounter. Are casual encounters things that are a thing of the past now? Are casual hookups a thing of the past now? And people are looking for, I don't want a commitment, but I want to have a sexual relationship with you?
So talking to my friends that are single or divorced and everything else that are in the last 4 months, their ability to have more casual sex went down. The supply is less. There is some demand, but supply is much, much less. So overall, no better sex is sex with somebody that you love. That's the best sex you can have is not the casual. We all, in our dreams, you know, you have casual sex, you have twins, you have this, you have that. This is the best sex you can have is sex with somebody that you care about.
Yeah, and have really casual love. Sex with somebody you care about is extremely fun, just so you know. And what I mean by that is just kind of letting yourself go. And I'm such a proponent of not losing that once you're married or once you're in a long-term relationship, not losing that spot. And that's going to be a hard word. Give that word for me, Doc. What's that word?
Spontaneity.
There you go. Don't lose that.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing that'll make it sick. You know, Budman and I, and a lot of married guys or anything here in a room, they'll be like, oh, things that happened before you got married don't happen after you get married. I mean, we talk about it on the man panel. But I think that's just such a bad stereotype. We have to figure out a way to break that barrier and not let those words ever come out again. And it starts with you, ladies.
What?
What?
Wait, what?
What? What? I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. I'm going to bust out of my bubble real quick.
Doc, it says here on the Absolute Law text line, question, what are some natural, everyday things a man can do to boost his libido?
Yeah, great question. So, and we talked about that in the last couple of years. The number one thing you want to do is lean up because we know that adipose tissue, fat tissue, converts testosterone to estradiol. Testosterone is the male hormone, is what makes men, give us energy, libido, desire, ability to focus, to concentrate, being more of a hunter type of personality. So if you want to increase your testosterone, you have to shave the fat. So number one. Number two is eat healthy. If you eat processed food, crap, all this stuff that bring you down, that's not going to work for you. Number three is exercise. Increase your muscle mass. Muscle itself needs testosterone. Your body is going to supply that. You have to increase. So exercise, weightlifting is very, very good for you. Number four is communicate with yourself. Say to yourself, you know what, look in the mirror. Say, you know what, I like what I see in the mirror. Like what you, I mean, be aware to yourself and like what you do. Be happy, happiness, euphoria, increase your women sense that. They are like animals. We are animals. We smell each other. We know who has a game, who does not have game. Just by looking at somebody, you can tell.
Really? Yeah, I got game. I do. I got Monopoly and Yahtzee and all these other great games in my house. Would you like to come play with me? It's a lot of fun. Don't miss out on it. Doc, I do want to thank you for being on the show each and every Thursday morning, sitting down and getting in to Ask a Doctor with us. You get on to Dr. Dollar when he isn't here over there at Gulfstream Urology and Revitalized Lounge. Him and Dr. Bell over there, 239-277-5770 or at teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference. Doc, I'll give you a little break here to go to the bathroom and do your thing. We'll do a celebrity blast, then we'll come back with the man panel. Thanks for being on the show with us today, all right?
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Dollar, everybody.
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.